producer says, hey, we're live, then I'll go live. As soon as he says, we're live. But he likes us to stand there and look like fools, because that's how he gets like great B-roll that we do. Right? We get all great B-roll, and people around the world are going like, did you guys know you were even live?
I just want a microphone that works.
Does mine work?
I have no clue, and I don't think so.
Hey, bud, we're live, and he's got, good morning, everybody. We're coming to you live right here from inside the brand new state-of-the-art Bubba's Exotic Motorsports facility. This is the main build facility. I'm Tom. Our producer, Matt, is back, ladies and gentlemen. You know, the guy who did all those amazing videos for us and all of our episodes and all the great edits and cuts. He's back behind the mic. I'm Tom. Matt's behind the camera. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been waiting for him for 8 weeks. The Master Buster! Here he comes! Good morning, Bub. How are we doing?
All right, so we are here. It has been a while since we have actually done one of our Friday live streams. These are what? These are done once every Friday, right?
Every Friday.
That's right. They're every Friday. I can't even remember how many Fridays it's been since we've done one of these, because for the past 2 weeks. Months, everybody knows it.
Almost 12 weeks.
Eyelash my eye. Listen, for the past 8 to 10 weeks, we've been doing a full-on move from Jupiter to Lake Park, Florida, and let me tell you, that has been massive to do. We have not only been doing the move, but doing work on all the clients' vehicles. Plus, where's the camera going?
It's all over the place.
All right, it's just showing off the front. So we are having everything here at the new BEM facility custom built to specs. So as you can see, the offices behind, it is now all under one roof. So we are now 20,000 square feet under one roof, to where we have a mechanical, the admin offices, the VIP lounge, the player lounge, everything is all under one roof, including the paint and body, which if you guys look close enough, you'll see some orange spray paint on the wall behind me. That actually is, we are actually gonna blow out the wall, and that will be a full access area to go through to the paint and body side behind us.
Bob, it's a very exciting time. We made this move. There's a reason we made this move. We're going to talk about it a little bit. Our editor is doing a handheld camera today, Bub, because he wants to be able to move the camera around. So ladies and gentlemen, just bear with us while we do that. Bub, the part of the reason that Bubba's Exotic Motorsports took this big step forward and moved from the Jupiter area, where we moved into sunny South Florida 5 years ago, man, and we moved down into the West Palm Beach area, is a joint venture. Let's talk a little bit about that.
So yeah, man, we have a lot of crazy things in the works right now. Not only have we been doing a move for the past 8 to 10 weeks, getting set up, working on the client rides, we have also been doing a lot of behind the scenes. And if you guys were here for Exotics on Los Olas, which was November, we actually showed you guys some of that behind the scenes stuff we have going on between BEM and OCC, the great guys at Orange County Choppers, on Discovery's American Chopper series. You guys will have to stay tuned for what you guys are going to see released coming into the first part of 2019 on Discovery Channel.
I will only tell you, Bub, the first running ball is the number 80. I will also tell you, there is a very dedicated Bubba's Exotic Motorsports Orange County Choppers build area now in the main facility, directly to your left and to our producer's right. Congratulations, right, Bub. It's a huge jump. There goes our producer, heading over to that area where you will see a four-wheeler sitting on one of the bike lifts and the OCC banner underneath the BEM banner. So there it is, Bub. The big announcement is out there. We talked about it on Saturday's podcast, the number one rated internationally syndicated motorsports podcast, the other day. Want to give a big shout out to all of our friends at Turbinetics, Reggie Wynn, who is at the PRI show in Indianapolis. Bub, that is kind of like a SEMA show.
Yeah, man, you know, that's a super cool show. I know a bunch of our great contacts are out there, and everybody's showing off some of their best products. It's a it's another division of almost like a SEMA-style show, and it's done typically right here going into the wintertime. Most of the time, that's when it goes on. And these shows release everybody's hottest and latest products into the automotive industry. And that's what makes it great, man. Everybody goes, whether it's from a business standpoint or you want to go and just learn and see some of these new products and technology that's out there, that's the place to go do it. You see some stuff that you could never imagine being in the works, and before you know it, it is right there at your doorstep in a nice brown box.
How about that, Bub?
Pretty simple.
Bub, for many, many years. So, ladies and gentlemen, we want to thank Reggie and the guys over at Turbinetics for always being behind Bubba's Exotic Motorsports here. You have been an exclusive builder with Bubba's Exotic, our Turbinetics, for many, many years. Orange County Choppers, or Choppers Done Bubba Style, and Miss Outlaw Boutique is out there loose, ladies and gentlemen, on the web. for all the latest in boutique fashion and accessories, Miss Outlaw Boutique. But this is a Major League celebrities, baseball players' car. We're not allowed to divulge the personality's name. He is watching right now, getting ready to fly home to Texas.
That's right.
From Palm Beach International Airport. Good morning out there. He stopped by to see this car on the way home for his flight, and he was blown away. This is the 2013 Chevy Camaro 6.2 liter with the brand new Turbonetics kit installed on it. And our producer is moving forward so you can see, ladies and gentlemen, the quality of the kit that has been installed here. Clearly, Mr. Producer, one of the things I'd love to show is how Bub makes sure everything is pointed up, 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 all the
and away.
All the worm gears are hidden on the clamps, but they're all turned in the same direction. That shows the quality of the Turbonetics kit that Bub likes to work with. The quality of this build is amazing. Bub, let's talk a little bit about why Turbonetics, man, and what you've got, why you have developed such a loyal following with them.
So yeah, man. So this morning, actually, a lot of people have actually already seen it on Instagram this morning. So today, typically, you rhyme your days, like Throwback Thursdays, or Wicked Wednesdays, or Wheel Wednesdays, or Titty Tuesdays, or
you could do that.
Yeah, we're not really supposed to do that. But let me tell you, today I did not put the rhyme together at all. I did not make it come together properly. All I know is I threw out Turbo Friday, right?
How about Fast Friday?
Yeah, but I did Turbo Friday because everything's boosted here right now. So right now we are working with not only this 5th Gen Camaro, but also two brand new Mustangs out front, one of them being the SEMA Mustang and the other being a Hellion Twin Turbo Charged 2018 Mustang GT. So we are working with a lot of boosted cars, a lot of high horsepower stuff. Everything's pushing that 600 plus mark. And it makes for animals on street cars. It's absolutely a blast to drive these things.
Hey, Bub, let's talk a little bit about the installation of this particular kit. It's the first time you've installed this kit. You were instrumental in the 5th Gen Camaro initial R&D with Reggie over there and the fine crew at Turbonetics in Simi Valley, California. Let's talk a little bit about this kit. There were some things that, and not to dwell on the negative, but there are things that is this a kit that you would say a professional installer should do, or is this a kit that somebody can do in their garage?
So, you know, right out of the gate, you know, you're working with a quality product, hands down, plain and simple. And you know that Turbonetics has really gone out, which is a Wabtec company, they've gone out and almost acquired every turbocharger manufacturer in the industry. So you have the best out there. You have the Turbonetics line, you have the Napier line, you have the Precision line, all under one roof now. So it's, you're working with the best. I mean, you go to one company, you get everything you can possibly imagine, whether it's street, strip, full-on drag racing, whatever it is you need it for, motorsports use, bikes even. You're working with companies that now are dominating the industry, and you want to be aligned with companies that are that good and that strong. You know, these guys are building a perfect product, literally precise, precision.
Precise, yeah.
Everything is to the T. It is flawless. The no hassle warranties on anything if something goes wrong. You deal with it right on the spot. These kits out of the gate for these cars take these things from the 426 rated horsepower mark, which is right off GM's floor, factory 426 horse, and they put you right over that 615 horsepower mark with no complemented bolts on. So that's literally taking the box of Turbonetics parts, sticking them on, and plugging in the tuner that they send you. You're gonna be at 615 at the tire. That's a massive increase. It's literally a 50% increase on what's originally in that 340, 350 range at the tire. You're gonna be at 615. So you're literally adding about 270, 300 horsepower right out of the gate.
So Bub, a kit like this, what does it cost on the average outside there? What does a kit like this cost?
So the kits average anywhere depending on whether you buy a tuner kit or a complete kit.
Oh, what kit?
So there's two different options essentially. You have, and there's options for each model line. So you mentioned that this was the first kit I installed of this type. So this is actually different for a year. Even though it's a fifth generation Camaro, they still broke the model lines down a little bit. So 2010 to 12 would be one style turbo kit. And then within that style, there'd be an auto or a manual option. Then within those styles, you would have a tuner kit or you would have a complete kit. The tuner kit comes essentially with all of your hard parts, but it doesn't come with things like a pre-tuned handheld tuner,
sure,
spark plugs or fuel injectors, in case maybe you have a different head and cam package on your car.
Oh,
you have
okay.
a built motor. It's your tuner package.
So part of what Turbonetics does.
You get it, you'd be able to put it on, probably capable of 1,000, 1,100 horsepower at the end of the day, but it would require a lot of custom tuning time right out of the box. You would have to take it and immediately have it tuned so that it fits your application best. When you buy a complete kit, it is meant for cars like this. Cars that had no other bolt-ons at all. It's the very first upgrade you want to do to the car, but you want to go big all the way. It comes with everything you need to go start to finish to add that turbocharger, fuel injectors, tune that is custom done by Turbonetics, and it is to the T. It's literally 50 state legal, will pass inspection and emissions in any state, whether it's here all the way across the US, and it's just done. It's out of the box, 615 horsepower at the tires.
This particular player is very environmentally conscious. This was, I guess, the second day of the project, and he asked if it would pass 50 state emission compliance. One of the things that you and Reggie over at Turbonetics were very insistent upon in the R&D of the things you've done together is emission compliance. You're a very environmentally conscious person as well. You believe a lot of horsepower can be made and the environment saved.
Well, it can be. You know, it's if you take the time, you do the research, you do the designs, you make sure that everything works hand in hand, all the parts are out of the box and literally bolt on. There's no cutting, there's no fabrication. So whether the car goes from here, goes to a new owner, maybe a new purchaser, whatever it may be, somebody can always take that car, take it back apart, and put it right back to its original form with no modifications at all. And that's what makes these things direct fit, and that's what makes companies like Turbonetics that perfect. It's literally out of the box, onto the car, guaranteed. Last night, 11 o'clock, I got in, I just turned the key and it came right to life, and it's that simple.
And this morning, Bub, when we were talking at breakfast a few hours later, you were saying one of the things that really impressed you was the Diablo tuner that Turbonetics put with this kit. It literally is plug and play. Gone are the first gen options where you had to kind of sit and say, I want this done, or I want this in the tune, or I want that in the tune. This was plug and play. It allows you to fire it over without doing too much programming.
Yeah, you know, and that's where, you know, this kit, you started off by asking me, is this something that your average guy could do? This is a very hefty install. So,
yes.
In terms of, you know, little things like taking the front bumper off the car, that's the first thing you do. Fender liners out, front bumper off, you know, getting those things off, that's not
easy to do on jack stands.
That's not rocket science, let's face it. I mean, it's just a couple bolts, a couple clips, push pins across the top. Really not that hard to do, but again, key thing is don't rush, follow the instructions, which we'll get into those in a second here. It's step by step. If you follow all those instructions, you can fair well do it, but this is definitely a very complicated and high-skilled job. There's a lot of things that you need to be able to understand that you're reading the instructions. You need to make sure that you're doing the steps in the order that they belong, but also the experience of me doing this on a few other Camaros, fifth gens that we've turbocharged from Turbonetics, you know what you look for because I've done it a few times. So there's a few things in the instructions you kind of read ahead and then read back a little bit because you know you're going to run into that step and you want to make sure that you do it right the first time, not come back to it later on and have to redo what you did originally.
Absolutely, Bob. So would we say that the average guy could do this in his garage from Friday night to Sunday afternoon? No, probably.
Yeah, you know, it's you could do it. It's not going to be something you enjoy. You're going to be more frustrated than anything with it. If you don't have a lift and, you know, you're doing a lot of up and down, probably 20, 30 times of up and down on a lift. So if you're trying to do that on your back in the garage, getting up and down off a creeper, maybe it's cold where you're trying to do it, it's going to be pretty unbearable.
Yeah, it will. But how about some of the very intricate exhaust routing underneath the car? Another reason you'd want to be on the lift with this, correct?
Yeah, it's you definitely want to be able to get full alignment on your exhaust points. You'd want to be able to just stand directly underneath the car because you are working with the left and right sides being a V8. You are working with the left and right sides of the exhaust system, so you'll want to have that workable room. You'll want to be able to stand behind it, look at it, make sure everything's level, not twisted sideways, because that's when you get a poor result. You get things that rattle, you get things that vibrate against the floorboard if they're not torqued properly or leveled properly. So if you take the time and you're working on a lift with the right tools, you can literally mock everything up, set it in place, make everything snug, make adjustments you need to before you do your final tightening, align all your clamps the same way so you don't have stuff hanging down that drags on speed bumps when you go over them because you are adding a lot of piping underneath of this car. So you just take the time and use the right tools. I think a lift to do this job is key.
Bub, let me ask you a couple questions here. You've long been revered as one of the top three in the industry. So you take a lot of pride and a lot of, you know, measures in everything that you do. And one of the things that you do, it doesn't matter how many times you've done something, is you will go through the instruction booklet. This particular book, I think, is how many pages, Bub?
36.
30? But who's counting, right? And you go through, Bub, and you'll check off literally every piece of the kit comes with to make sure the nice Turbonetics logo is right up here. It's well written. You look at your pictures and everything, cross-reference them with your list. And on everything you do, Bub, you put a checklist to show that nothing at all has been discounted or missed.
Yeah.
It's not been put. You make notes in the margins. Let's talk about why you make those notes. What do you do with that feedback?
So typically when you go through these things, right, so this kit is for the 13 to 15 Camaro. Again, I've done a bunch of these from the 10 to 12 model line, and those go through like a breeze, and the instructions on those I thought were really on point. These instructions I thought were a little on edge. You know, there's a lot of typos in there, a lot of things that, you know, referring to hoses, but people were just naturally like typing away. They typed in heater hoses and stuff, had nothing to do with heater hoses at all. You know, like when you go through like the PCV circuit, there was something about the PCV hose and they were calling it heater hose. It's definitely not a heater hose.
No.
So the average guy is looking for a 5/8 or a 3/4 inch heater hose, and they're referring to in the picture a 3/8 inch plastic PCV. So little things like that that'll get you frustrated. You know, going through it, the reason that I made notes was for either steps that I added to it to make the process easier for me. Maybe they missed a part of, you know, hey, like if you needed to access this set of nuts or bolts, take off X to get to it, I would make those notes in here so I didn't forget, you know, because I knew this was a massive install. So if I took something off, I wanted to make sure I got it right back on. So I even made that note in there of something that I had maybe loosened. Like this, for example, this was tighten the steering rack and install the cooler line bolt. So for that, I actually loosened the steering rack on the 2013 to 15s, different than the 10 to 12s. These cars have electronic steering. So the steering rack is much larger than all of the previous kits I've done on the 10 to 12s, where it didn't have that massive electronic steering rack on it. So I did loosen the four bolts that hold it down to the K member, just so that I had enough flex room on it so I could drill the oil pan and tap it for the oil drain.
And Bub, so one of the things you do with that information is you uplink back to Reggie and say, these are the things that we noticed, the typos, the additional information that can make it a little bit easier for the average guy to install.
Well, I definitely, and those are the things that I think are, you know, for your average guy, because at the end of the day, this is meant to break down to your average guy's level. You know, that's why the kit comes so complete. It's meant to be something that's out of the box and install start to finish easily. Well, if there's a few things that are missing or a few things that are typed wrong, the average guy wouldn't understand them properly, and they'd sit there and flatline, or they would be on the phone for hours. If you're East Coast, you've got to wait for California's West Coast time 3 hours behind to get up and moving over there. So it's a whole bunch of little things that you might run into along the way, where if you just hit those, you tackle them, you get them start to finish to the T where they should be, then you have a flawless and seamless installation.
And by the way, Bub, Reggie personally not only interacts with you and talks about the R&D, but he picks up the phone when people call over there and gives them tech installation. It's a very family-owned business. That's one of the things you really like about them. On an instruction basis, Bub, I'd like you to give the book, the instruction manual, a grade, one being the lowest, 10 being the highest. What would the instruction manual give to you? Keeping in mind that there were things that were very frustrating to you, not being negative, I'm saying these are things, this is how you evolve and grow. Mm-hmm. For example, they kept saying locate the studs. There were no studs, mm-hmm. They were bolts that they were referring to.
Yeah,
there.
Yeah. I'd give this like an 8.5 out of 10.
Okay.
You know, it's really good. It's 90%, it's almost there. You know, I think those final little tweaks on there would make it very easy for someone to just roll right through the instruction booklet.
And you'll give these updates to Reggie so he can get them.
Yeah, for sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And I know that there's been a lot of revisions of these too. Like if you go try to find these instructions on like the Turbonetics site and things, because there were revisions made, the links don't work anymore. So it's little things like that, that if there were a guy in his house trying to do this install late at night, early in the morning, that time difference, and he wanted to just go quickly pull the instructions up, they don't come up anymore, because of how many revisions have been made.
And it's
so
true.
Little things like that, once they are updated and the links are all functional, it makes it that much easier, because if you do run into a hiccup, you can go click online and make sure you're up to date with the latest information.
The first night that you were into this, you went back and literally started reading the instructions online to see if there were updates and revisions to what you were seeing here, because you had some questions in there, Bub.
That's right.
Let's talk about the quality of the kit, Bub. One being the lowest, 10 being the highest.
Yeah, I'll go 10 on that.
10.
Yeah, I mean, there's the quality of the kit is, when you're working with as many brackets and components, I mean, you know, my toolbox is 13 feet long. You literally lay parts all the way across it, and it takes up every inch of 13 feet by 3 feet deep for all these products, nuts, bolts, gaskets, flanges, O-rings, safety wire. I mean, everything you could possibly imagine. It is laid out in this kit, and everything is stamped and labeled on the back. So you know exactly what you're working with. You can relate it back to the instructions. And that's what makes this kit so flawless, is the fact that it is a perfect quality. If you open that bag and it's telling you to put on this turbo bracket, that turbo bracket's going to bolt on that motor like it was from GM.
Did you have any problems with the brackets on this kit, Bub?
I did have a problem with one. On the turbo downpipe, there were two brackets that you essentially install coming off of turbo pipe 1, 2, and then 3, your downpipe going back, 3-piece system. The second bracket that comes back, it actually mounts to the rear of the AC compressor. Someone had actually already opened that bracket and cut it and modified it for some reason. So I don't know how that part got thrown in there, but we took care of that modification. We got it back up where it should have been. And the reason I knew that somebody did modify it is because, of course, Turbonetics' quality is 10.
Yep.
And there was a cut section out of it with a piece of like raw rusted steel in the middle that was really shoddy welded together. So I could tell somebody
had done something.
Maybe somehow got a hold of this thing. It was a template, maybe a mock-up. Maybe I got the freaking prototype from the design of this kit somehow. I don't know.
Reggie does send you the latest stuff.
So, you know, but that was the only hiccup I ran into, man. Everything else is, you know, you follow the instructions, you bolt the kit on, you plug in the tuner, you are done. You put all new fluids in the thing, fresh oil, fresh fluid, fresh filter, fresh coolant. Everything's fresh on this car, and now the client can get in this thing and go run it as far as he wants to for as hard as he wants.
The client actually had to leave the stadium to get here to you quickly with one of the other players so they could get on that airplane, Bub, and you took him. I said, jump in and drive the car, and he said, no. And I said, I could see the hesitation on his face. I said, he goes, I got to get on the flight. And I said, no, you need to go for a ride in the car before you go home till January 6th. Is it that you'd feel more comfortable with Bub driving? And he said, yes, I'd feel more comfortable with Bub driving. So here's the 7 foot tall player.
He's a big boy.
He's a big boy. But he's a very well-mannered gentleman.
I'm serious. I'm going to get a two-step, not a two-step for the ignition module. I'm saying a two-step step that I can put on the ground so when these players come in, I can give them a hug. Because let me tell you, these guys bend over. They're going to hurt their backs.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, they're going to hurt their backs trying to hug me. I'm like,
their
I reach out for them.
Their hands are huge to pitch, too, man.
Yeah.
It really is big. But he literally came back with a smile ear to ear, and he couldn't believe. He sent me a text, and he said, I'm going to have to buy new tires for that car. You're not a person who beats a car into the ground, but still, it can get loose. You're building a lot of power now.
Yeah, it's you know what's nice is in overall of the kits, you know, total setup. So this thing makes the car super, super fun to drive because you get something that is totally normal and calm at idle. It's not aggressive. It's not loud. You're not changing heads and cam. It's not rocking the car around. Yeah. It's shaking all over the place. It's super calm. This is 50 state legal, so it is still with the factory cats in the car. Of course, you can open those up and go more if you wanted to for more horsepower, easily to achieve 700 plus in this setup just with the bolt-ons. You can do some JBA headers with an off-road cat pipe system on it. You can really bump these things up there and have some fun with it. But I'll tell you what, man, the kit itself gives you something super smooth, really calm, easy to maintain. You can drive it like total normal in traffic all day long. But then when you ask for it, it is a neck breaker. It comes on super strong. First through third gear, make sure you are straight line in the center of the road.
But we hear a lot of people in these Camaros talk about the 1-4 shift. What does that mean? What's a 1-4 shift?
So on GM's fuel saving side, they naturally, under a certain RPM and a certain throttle input, they will literally push you from first gear when you go to shift manually. You go from first gear, it will literally lock the transmission so it bumps it to fourth. And it's a fuel saving setup. So when you go through a certain RPM range, they bump you from first to fourth instead of that natural first, second, third, fourth. Well, Turbonetics and Diablo Sport took care of that in their tunes. So now it is first, second, third, like you're driving a normal performance-oriented car.
Right on. That's why I wanted to address it. So, Bub, out of a possible 20 points that you give these kits, this kit receives a total of 18.5 points, just 1.5 points short of a perfect score.
That's it.
And for you to give it that says something quite a bit, Bub.
Yep.
Very proud of the new facility, Bub. We're still getting the floors painted, the walls painted. You do see the new brand new administrative offices behind us here. With both offices looking now out into the main facility, there's a door that's going to be installed between here and our body shop with a brand new state-of-the-art paint booth next door, Bub.
That's right, man. So you guys stay tuned for what's coming around the corner from BEM, OCC, Discovery Channel. We got a lot of things in the works.
Wow, man.
A lot of crazy business going on right now. And I'll tell you what, man, these player rides, going to start rolling through here real fast over the next 30 days.
You know what's real fun is Al, who we
brought
in to help us. In fact, ladies and gentlemen, if you go to the YouTube channel, the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports YouTube channel, and look at what our producer just put up last night, you'll see last Saturday's podcast, brand new from in our new broadcast studio. You'll see Al, really good guy, and he is super, super into these bikes and all this stuff. And you got these different, this four-wheeler that's red over there and a Kawasaki dirt bike over there, Bub. And there's a look, our producer's going to show you. That is where the OCC bikes are going to physically be built, right inside of that area. And I'll tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, those colors over there are kind of cool, right, Bub?
What, the red and the green? What are you saying?
You were on the green one doing wheelies at 4:30 this morning.
It was 5.
5? And there's no headlight.
I know, it's a two-stroke.
Did you tell everybody you were eating Dunkin' Donuts also?
Nope.
All
right, I got to go. You guys stay tuned to next Friday's episode, and then the first Saturday of every month, we do our radio studio show, so that will be live broadcast here on Facebook as well. Until then, I'm out.
Hey, Bub, we got Andrew Butter
Andrew Butter
from Extreme Dimensions. Yeah.
From Andrew. Andrew from out there in Extreme Dimensions. Andrew, I just want to know.
Andrew needs to send in a body.
Okay, so Andrew, you just heard Bub off the set right there. Bub, your mic is still hot. You just heard him say, Extreme Dimensions, ladies and gentlemen, in case you're wondering, is the official body kit sponsor of Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. And they put their name on these players and celebrity cars. Andrew, this car needs a body kit. I'm sure the player gets back in town January 9th. We don't have a lot of time. And you see how that beautiful CLS Benzo Bub finish turned out. It was absolutely gorgeous. Ladies and gentlemen, that's going to do it for this episode of Doing It Bubba Style. I want everybody to reach out and touch somebody's life in a very positive manner today. I know your day can be down and hard and tough, and we all have those days, man, but it's always good to give from your heart. So let's open the door for somebody who's got their hands full. Let's put shoes on somebody's feet that have holes in the bottom of them. These shoes are so dusty because this used to be a 41-year body shop. That's what happened in here for 41 years, ladies and gentlemen. Dust everywhere. It was a massive undertaking. So these are dusty shoes. We're going to get some new ones. Let's put shoes on somebody's feet who needs them. And if somebody's standing on the corner and it says, we'll work for food, take them right across the street there to Sitgo 7-Eleven. A protein shake and a power bar is cheaper than your designer cup of coffee. Stay with us, ladies and gentlemen. Our producer is waving hi from behind the camera. We want to say thank you to Matt and welcome him back. You're going to see all the great episodes coming up. I will also tell you that there is going to be a merge with OCC and BEM, and you will see the same production quality coming out of both houses. Wait and see what's getting ready to come your way from Matt, our cherished producer. Until next week, ladies and gentlemen, let's keep on doing it Bubba style. All right, Bub, let's go grab us some lunch. What do you think?
That was a great episode.
Hey, Bub, what's an SLP delete? Andrew Butter says you need to get one.
SLP delete, probably a cat delete.
SLP,
oh, sorry.
Yeah.
I was on off.
But you've got my mic going over here. So now we're standing. Actually, our producer has followed us over into Al's work area over here. Al is out today, even though we've done the outro. The SLP, Bub. The SLP is a product line, man.
SLP is a product line. So really, SLP came out in like the, they've been out for a long time, but I'd say like mid-90s, they were super strong in like the F-body cars, the Camaro Firebirds, Trans Ams. You know, putting total dominance on those things, man, with suspension packages, power packages, engine packages. Does this background look good?
It does.
Oh,
man.
My Jesus. This is a freaking mess. Holy crap.
Cleaning up.
Hey, look. Say hello to Joseph Kramer.
What's up, Joe Kramer?
Joe, what's going on, buddy? You saw our producer, Matt, followed us behind the scenes and caught us off stage here, right next to the Woodward Fabrication table.
I was updating my Insta feed, just finished live.
This is actually Al's workspace. It will be from this area, ladies and gentlemen, that you will be seeing the Orange County Chopper Senior Series built with Bob and Al. You're physically standing in the area that these bikes will be built. They will be built physically on this lift right here, that lift right there, and you see all the fabrication equipment around it. Those bikes were unveiled at the Exotics on Los Alas event, ladies and gentlemen. That's
we already went over all that. Why are you still rambling on? We were done 10 minutes ago at the Camaro.
Because
so stop talking.
The producer kept us going. And it was unveiled to 30,000 people. Go out and look at it. In fact,
look,
go to the YouTube page.
Watch.
Go to the YouTube page.
Off.
And you'll see that episode out there with Paul Sr., Bubba, and myself.
I'm done.
Until next week, ladies and gentlemen.
Bye, guys.
The producer's going, I've got a shotgun mic. Let's keep on doing it Bubba style.